Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hutch Show. Shout out to everybody who's listening and tuning in so far. I want to shout out to everyone for continuing to support the show. And we have an amazing guest coming on the show today. We have the one and only Anthony Dalton. He's played in many, many shows and a few movies. He's going to stop by the show to talk about his new role on the own series, The Pains, which is a new series on the own network, the Boomer Street Network. It's every Friday at 8 p.m. on OWN. And Mr. Anthony's going to also stop by the show to talk about his role. He plays Terrence on the series. And we're going to, talk with him and also see what else he's got going on besides the show. He's allowed to talk about it. So I thank you guys so much for your emails and requesting you on the show. I also want to send a shout-out to Neil Diamond, my support goes out to him and his family and staff in support of his Parkinson's disease. And happy, also, happy to say it's his birthday, so we want to send a happy birthday shout-out to Neil Diamond. I'm a huge fan of his, and, his many hits that he has. Also, much support goes out to him. And also, he's going to be receiving this Saturday the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award this Sunday. So make sure you guys tune into the Grammys this Sunday to watch to see that happen. And also, he attended the Clive Davis's pre-Grammy party. I'm not sure if he was attending to that, but nevertheless, thank you guys so much for listening to tuning in. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Is Jason? Hi,
this
Jason.
Is Timothy.
This is Charney
the host.
Knight.
Hi, how are you? This is
I'm
Timothy
good.
The host.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, hi, Timothy. Okay.
Hi.
I have Anthony on the other line. I'm going to merge him into you.
Sure.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Anthony? Timothy?
Yes.
Anthony, how are you, man?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man, hanging in there by a thin string, man. I'm glad to have you on the show, man. Thank you for taking time out, man, to come on and talk with us, man.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, man. And before we talk, man, about your role on the Pains, tell us a little bit about, man, how you got started in the entertainment business.
I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana. Started off modeling at first, and that wasn't really popping in Indiana. Then I went to college at the University of Akron, played football, and then I majored in theater there. And once I got the acting bug, I did my first play. I was just, it took off from there. After I graduated, I moved to Atlanta. Been here 8 years, and, the rest is, as they say, history.
Mm-hmm. Now, who played a major influence on you as far as wanting to get into the entertainment field?
I would say it was an actor by the name of Kevin Linnell. He lives out in L.A. He actually did my first play with me, and he's a professional actor, and I was just pretty much a rookie. And mm-hmm. when I first did my play, he was like, "You got something, man. But just, stay with it. Keep at it. And, get better every time you have a chance to perform." And I took those words to heart, and I'm here now.
So blessed, man. So, I mean, how did you link up with this show, The Pains? How did you land your role on here?
Basically just auditioned. I auditioned. It's crazy because I had done a play for Tyler 7 years ago called Laugh to Keep from Crying. And, I just thought that was going to be it. I thought I was going to be just this next whatever because people were telling me, Tyler keeps his same people. And it was like, okay, I did the play and nothing else happened with Tyler. I had auditioned and nothing else stuck. And this final audition, this is where patience is definitely a virtue. And I did this audition. I originally read for another role on the show and they were like, nah, not that one. And then they told me to come back and read for another role, and I did it, and, you know, I booked the part.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about your role that you play on the show. I believe it's Terrence, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right, so tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Terrence is a contractor that the Paynes hire to help them get this new laundromat that Curtis's dead uncle had left him in his will. Help him build it back up and restore it. As you, I mean, if you follow the show so far, the Paynes have moved to Florida. And so he, you know, links up with this contractor to help him get this business up and running. And through that, I meet all the family. And Curtis, myself, and Ella kind of form this relationship throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. And the role that you play as Terrence, I mean, do you see yourself in that role?
Yes. Almost to a fault. Terrence is he's a hero. Like, he's the good guy, you know, he's very business savvy, you know, came from nothing but really, really worked hard, very blue collar, and just is a genuine person. You know, he loves to help people, especially people in need who have no other way to, you know, maybe not like have money or anything like that. So he's very, you know, right there with that. But yeah, I mean, for myself, hard work. I grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana, you know, two parents, one who was a nurse, one who, you know, was actually a contractor. So there's a lot of elements to my character that I brought, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was it like what was it like working with such an amazing cast like Jack A. Harry and like Ella and Curtis? What was it like working with them?
They are very, it's a family, you know. I think it's impossible to have a bad day at Tyler Perry Studios. Like, everybody is just so loving and welcoming. And even if we have a guest star on our show, they're a part of our family, you know. We don't shun anyone. So, like, and you just learn, I mean, Jack A is iconic. Like, you know, it's sometimes surreal when I'm in a scene with her or I'm, you know, at a table read, I'm like, I grew up watching you, and you've done so much amazing work. Like, this is crazy. Like, you've been in this game for so long, and I'm in scenes with you, you know, and I got Tyler Perry directing me. So, you know, it's a true blessing. Everybody's great, from Cassie, my boy Marquise Moore, who plays Ryan on the show, Jack A's son, Van, LeVan Davis, Cassie Davis, everybody. The whole cast is just, it's a pleasure. I'm truly blessed to work with all of them.
Wow. I'm excited for you, man. I wish you the best with the show, man. And I'm going to definitely be tuning in when I can, man. So, I mean, if you can talk, man, but besides the show, man, what else do you got going on?
I just wrapped a film called Summer Madness not too long ago. I wrapped it in the fall. It's a suspense drama. I'm working on a project right now. The paperwork just got signed. I really can't talk too much about it, but it's a show. It's quite a popular show, too. But I'm excited to play this new character because it's something that people haven't seen me in yet. Mm-hmm. And so be on the lookout for that. I will be letting people know when I can actually speak about it.
Right.
And yeah, just, you know, of course, you know, the Paynes and, you know, me and my agent and my PR agent, we're open to a lot of things. I have another project. So it's so much stuff I want to speak on.
Well,
It's a
but
it,
I mean
it, it's a go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, whenever you're ready, man, just come back by the show, man, and talk about it, man. We'll definitely be here, man. You know you're always welcome.
But what
I want you to do, man, is to tell my listeners, man. Now, this airs every Friday, right, on your own network, the Shell of the Pains?
At 9 p.m.
I'm sorry?
At 9 o'clock, yes.
Not 9 p.m., okay, Eastern, okay. So, mm-hmm. I mean, tell my listeners, man, why they should tune in every Friday at 9 p.m. to watch the Pains.
Tune into Tyler Perry's The Pains at 9 p.m. because this is a show that is about family. You will see yourself, people that eat. It doesn't matter what color you are. We all have issues in our family, and this sheds light on them. Good, bad, funny, sad, whatever. These are real life issues. And any of these characters, you know somebody, or either you are that person that these characters are. And so you'll see yourself in some of these characters. And so it just talks about life, and we have fun doing it. The House of Pain was good, and we're not trying to recreate House of Pain. House of Pain was phenomenal. I'm a fan of House of Pain. But this is just like like all good things, you graduate. And
right.
We're not trying to take the place of House of Pain. And I understand a lot of people love those characters. They're great characters. They had, what, 8 seasons, which is amazing mm-hmm. in itself. But we're new, and you'll grow to love us as well. So just stay tuned, keep watching, keep supporting Tyler Perry, because he is definitely the hardest working man in show business. I do not know when he's able to sleep. I really don't. And he does so much, not just for black people, but for people in itself. So We would greatly, greatly appreciate and love the support that we're getting from the show.
All right, Ant-Man, it was a privilege, man. Oh, man, before I let you go, man, any shout-outs, man, anybody you want to acknowledge or anything?
My mom would be mad if I didn't shout my mom out. Shout-out to my mom, Jovi Dalton. My family back home in Indianapolis, you know, all my Tyler Perry family, and all my friends in this industry that are doing big things. And you'll be reaching out to them soon. I guarantee you. I'll be like, oh yeah, that's my friend, that's my homegirl, whatever. So everybody who's out there doing some stuff, you know, I just want to shout y'all out. Y'all know who you are. It's so many people that I could name, but you know,
right.
You'll be interviewing them soon.
Right. We have Marquise coming on tomorrow, man, to be honest. We have Marquise coming on tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
So
that's my brother. That's the family right there.
Yep. All right, man. So give my best to Cassie and Jack A and, you know, the entire cast, man. Give my lows to them, man, and listen. I appreciate you coming on, man, and listen, don't let this be your last visit, okay?
Oh, it definitely won't. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, man. Be blessed, man, and much success, all right?
All right. You do the same.
All right, man. Take care. Let me just send a big shout-out to Anthony Dalton for coming on the show. Make sure you guys tune in every Friday, 9 p.m., on the OWN Network. Check your local listing for date and time in your area, but it is every Friday. Please support. This is a Tyler Perry project. Tyler Perry is an amazing individual, and he always does amazing work and helps develop the careers of many throughout the entertainment industry. I love you so much. Stay up, stay strong. I want to leave you with a song from Mr. Chris Brown. Tomorrow, the guest will be none other than Marquise Moore from The Pain. So he's going to be here tomorrow to talk with us about his role on the OWN Network. So make sure you guys listen and tune in. Love you. Stay up, stay strong. Any information on the show, please email the show, timothyhotshow@gmail.com for more information or requests. And I just want to hit us up just to say, or hit us up on the Facebook page or the Twitter page. Love you. Stay up, stay strong. Here's Chris Brown. Peace.
Girl, as long as you wrap your arms around say I'm getting you
whatever you want. Chanel bags like it's nothing. And she loved him, her last nigga, he was bluffing. She said, fuck him, he let that go, I'm like, he bugging. Now she thugging with a real one. I been ballin' on you, cause you smart and loyal. All my homies know me, bet they say I'm falling for you. And that box be slippery like tryna walk on oil. And I be there long as you there when I be calling for you.
Girl, as back, long as back, you back, wrap your arms around me. Ooh, baby, I don't care.
First night, had me begging you please. But you love when I'm begging, you told me get on my knees. And I ate it, we got faded. You said put some Tory Lanez on and I